Jobs's overwrought reaction was understandable. Scully had once been a father figure to him. So had Mike Markkula. So had Arthur Rock. That week, all three had abandoned him. It gets back to the deep feeling of being rejected at an early age, his friend and lawyer George Riley later said. It's a deep part of his own mythology, and it defines to himself who he is. Jobs recalled years later, "I felt like I'd been punched, the air knocked out of me, and I couldn't breathe." Losing the support of Arthur Rock was especially painful. "Arthur had been like a father to me," Jobs said. "He took me under wing." Rock had taught him about opera, and he and his wife, Tony, had been his hosts in San Francisco and Aspen. "I remember driving into San Francisco one time, and I said to him, 'God, that Bank of America building is ugly.' And he said, 'No, it's the best.' And he proceeded to lecture me, and he was right, of course." Years later, Jobs's eyes welled with tears as he recounted the story. "He chose Scully over me. That really threw me for a loop. I never thought he would abandon me."